You're listening to James H. for Life, Episode 3, Why Buy Life Insurance? Hey guys, thanks for listening. This is James H. for Life, Episode 3, Why Buy Life Insurance in the First Place? So when you buy life insurance, to a lot of people, you have this mindset, oh, it's just another bill I have to pay every single month. You know, and you immediately look at the cost, what you're getting for the cost, and then sometimes people put it off and say, well, I don't know if I should even buy this because, you know, if I buy a term policy, once the policy expires, then I don't get anything back, I don't get any of my money, I get absolutely nothing at all, and so I just wasted a whole bunch of money, you know, going towards this, and I could have used it for something else. People that think like that couldn't be any more incorrect. What's the whole purpose of life insurance? Life insurance takes the risk off of the table from your family from a financial standpoint. Life insurance is purchased so that you can protect your family from financial loss in the event that you were to die for one reason or another. That's the primary reason people buy life insurance across the board. You can use life insurance if you're a lot more affluent as a way to stockpile money into it to build up cash value that you can later utilize in financial planning to give you some tax-free income. That's a bit more advanced, and that's a much weightier conversation. And quite frankly, it's an inappropriate strategy for the majority of Americans because most Americans don't make the type of money you need to make that strategy sing. So when you're buying life insurance, you need to be keeping in focus the point of if you were to die tomorrow. You can't say, well, when I die or if I die or whatever. You have to say, if I died tomorrow, what financial situation would I leave my family in as of right this second? And according to an article I've seen on CNBC, the majority of American households, 78% if I remember correctly, are two-income households. So we have 22% of all American households that might be able to be considered a single-income household. So 22%, just about one-fifth of Americans can survive on one income. What about the rest of us? The rest of us, many are living paycheck to paycheck. The rest of us are completely dependent on our spouse's income or our significant other's income. And if that income were to go up in flames tomorrow, many people would experience a financial crisis in 1 month. You go 1 month without your spouse's income, and there's a pretty good chance you're going to find yourself in a very tight position financially. If you're not in a financial crisis by 1 month, most families as of right now in this country would be by month number three at the absolute latest. So take this into consideration for a moment. Let's just say you don't have any life insurance, you're listening to this podcast, you're trying to get some information and learn about life insurance before you buy, which is smart. And as you're considering things, think about this. If you were to die tomorrow, how long would it take your family to actually be in a financial crisis? Would it take them a week, a month, 2 months? Now, if they're in a position where maybe your spouse makes enough money and you're in that 22% range, well, then that's a good thing. But now consider what are the other additional costs that are going to come with that? Childcare, paying for the mortgage, the spouse's ability to put money away and save for retirement or take care of the rest of the family. Let's look at the whole picture here. Not just, oh, they'll get by. Will they get by? Okay. But in order to maintain their same standard of living, are they going to have to sell the house and downsize? Are they going to have to make some major life changes and moves? What's going to happen? Your income plays a major role in your quality of living, in your standard of living, in your habits, of everything that your family does. It's controlled by the dollar. You can dictate what you do with your dollar, but if your habit says, I want to go to Vic and Anthony's Steakhouse in Atlantic City, blow $200 a night on dinner because I can, because we're making that kind of money, well, you lose that income. Guess who's not going to Vic and Anthony's anymore? Guess who may or may not be able to even afford steak? Your family. The point being is your income drives your habits. Your income drives what you do. Your income drives how you take care of your family and the decisions that you make. You have to make sacrifices in different places as you go through life. You know, when you start having children and you have to add them to your health insurance, now you're spending another $250, $260 a month or more per child on your health insurance plan. Well, that's gonna adjust what you do with your money during the rest of the month. You have to make adjustments because you only make so much, and you have to manage and steward it well. So if your family loses that, it's going to have a significant impact. And I'm sure that if you were to sit here and consider how it would impact your family, you would start saying the same thing, that yes, your family would be at a great disadvantage if all of a sudden you died and there was no life insurance in place to replace at least the income and pay for the funeral that, you know, you otherwise would have produced. I'll give you a quick example. I was talking to a prospect actually just a little bit earlier this evening. And he, very successful couple, you know, the wife is a teacher and the husband is a recent, medical school graduate, and they have a child together, young baby. Their son was a year and a half years old. They don't have any life insurance at all at the moment. Well, the wife has something through the school because she's a government employee. So she gets, like 2 times her salary right now in life insurance. So she has something, but she's only making $60,000 a year. And so $120,000 in life insurance on the wife. The husband has none whatsoever. I quoted them for life insurance. They come back and they say to me, yeah, we're just not going to do it. And I said, oh, well, why is that? Is it the price? Because we can adjust the coverages to make sure we meet your budget, you know? And so I try to work with them. I'm like, hey, you know, you got a little one here. You want to make sure you have some coverage, especially when the husband has $200,000 in medical school debt. Like, his student loans for medical school are about $200,000, and he's got no coverage. And he said, nah, I get to have it through work. So I'm just going to wait until I'm eligible at the end of my second year, and I'm going to go through it through work, and I'm not even going to bother. And it shocked me for a moment because I asked him, so you don't want to have any coverage at all between now and then? Like, even if you purchased $200,000 to make sure the student loans are covered, I'm thinking to myself, you know, surely at least do that. Nope. He decided not to do it. Medical school student. He's certainly not dumb. You know, he's intelligent couple. I mean, you know, one's a teacher, the other's a doctor. Hey, you know, they're smart people. But they just didn't want to be bothered with it. And I guarantee you, I honestly pray nothing happens to them, you know, during that duration or really ever. But if he dies and there's no life insurance in place, how do you think his wife is going to react? You think she's going to be happy, or you think she's going to be angry that they didn't take the policy while they could get it and at least have some coverage? I would err on the side that she's going to be a bit upset. So, all that to say this. I mean, that's a real life. Like, that literally just happened this evening. You know, I'm not making this story up. I literally just had this conversation about an hour ago. This is what happens in real life, folks. if you have a family, I guarantee that you love them. And you would do anything to make sure that their financial future, their future in general, is as secure as you can enable it to be. If you don't have any life insurance, or if you need additional coverage from where you're at because maybe you bought a policy a long time ago and now that coverage isn't going to do the job anymore because life has changed, or you need coverage for longer than that policy will provide, please don't wait. Please don't leave it to chance. Please don't let $50 or $100 a month or so, $150 even for a certain time, stand in the way of guaranteeing that your family is financially secure, because I guarantee you, if you knowingly dismiss it, you looked at it and chose not to when you could have, there's no greater regret that your spouse will feel knowing that they had the opportunity for provision for the family and it was ignored. So don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't leave it to chance. Protect your family. You know, make the adjustments in your budget. It's very doable. And just secure their financial future. And I'm not even saying buy permanent insurance or anything. I'm just saying get coverage and just get your family taken care of. Thanks for listening today to James H. for Life. If you have any suggestions on a podcast topic that you would like me to cover on life insurance, disability insurance, or long-term care insurance, please email me at jameshforlife@gmail.com. If you'd like any additional information on life insurance coverage for yourself, please fill out the form below. I'd be happy to have one of our agents contact you within one business day that we receive the form. And of course, for any additional questions on life insurance in general, please email me at jameshforlife@gmail.com. Thank you and have a blessed day, and I'll see you next time.